In this week's Tell Me a Story, Tom Forrest meets Sean. He's from the UK, travelling Australia with his partner Alba on a working holiday. But they got to the Northern Territory and they found they had zippo in their bank accounts. But it was the kindness of others that restored Sean's faith in humanity.
Yeah, my name's Sean from England.
Now, Sean, how long have you been travelling in Australia for?
About a year and a half now.
Yeah. And where were you before Broome?
I was up in Kununurra. The Kununurra area and the Kimberleys. Really, really beautiful place.
Yeah. What do you think of the Kimberley so far?
Oh, I didn't get to see a lot of it because we were just in a van, so we couldn't see all the Gibb River Road and all that kind of stuff. But, yeah, it's beautiful, especially down by the coast. The water's unbelievable, literally unbelievable.
You were saying before you kind of reached this low point of no money and it was getting a bit stressful. Where'd you come from? Where'd you end up?
Me and my partner, Alba, we started, really looking to get a van about 3 months ago. Started in a banana farm, working super hard, like every single day. And, we wanted to save up all our money to get this van. We didn't want to get a rubbish van. We wanted to get a good van that can actually get us across Australia, you know? Yeah. Let's just buy the van. Let's just get it. So we bought a Toyota. It literally cost us everything. That cost us pretty much the majority of the money we had. Yeah. But we still had the plan that we wanted to come over to the West Coast because we know the West Coast is absolutely beautiful. Mm. So we did it. We travelled from Lakeland, which is 3 hours north of Cairns, down to Townsville, across the Barclay Highway, up to Darwin, and started in the mangoes. But it wasn't just straight away. We didn't get straight in the mangoes. We were looking for so long. We heard that there's mango farms, but up there it's super competitive for these mango farms. That every backpacker all like go to this one area to try and get work, and we were really, really, really struggling to find to find work in these mango farms. And this is the one thing that we knew that was up there. And at this point we had no money, absolutely zero money. We've literally eating cans of beans and tuna, and that is literally what we're living off. And we decided we can't just go to these recruitment agencies, we can't rely on them, we have to do it ourselves. So we were driving around all these big farms, going to Acacia Hills Farms and Two's Garden and all these big ones, and they're all saying, sorry, you have to go to these recruitment agencies to get work. So we're like, okay, screw it, we're just going to go and have some brekkie. So we went and went to Woolworths Humpty Doo, and we're sitting just down the front of our van, chairs sprawled out with a table, having a bit of toast, and this really Australian woman come up to us and was like, hey, how's it going, guys? My best Australian accent. We're like, yeah, not too bad, kind of trying to make light of the whole situation. And she was like, well, I see you guys, you look like a cool couple of people. Do you want to come and live on my land? I'm just going to go into Woolies and do a bit of shopping. If you're still here, then, you can follow me back to my house. We were like, yeah, this is like a good start to this good omen. And then all of a sudden, it's the strangest thing, like another guy, I don't know what his name was, Australian guy with a big mullet, curly locks and a sleeveless shirt come up to us, and my best Australian again. Oh, do you want to come and live on my land? It was like, oh my God, what is going on? Is this like the weirdest, crazy town in Australia? Or is it just genuinely nice people?
So, yeah. So you've literally went from being rejected all these big farm jobs, and then you pull up at Humpty Doo and you've gotten two offers within a space of a few minutes.
Two offers to live on people's lands. And you know how expensive Darwin is. It's super expensive to live in. And so this was like that's the first bit of saving grace that we had. And we thought, we'll go to the first lady. It just seemed really nice, really polite. So we're like, yeah, we'll go with her. So she come back out of Woolies. She hopped in her car. We hopped in our car. We just went to our land. Amazing, Now we've got a place to live. First thing.
What would you say you've learned from this? Is there a lesson you learned from this at all?
Absolutely nothing.
Oh, that's Sean from the UK. And Humpty Doo restored his faith in humanity, speaking to Tom Forrest for Tell Me a Story. We're collecting croc eggs after 7 o'clock. Let's head to the newsroom.